Today's champion is tomorrow's defender. In other words, victory is all too often short-lived. Yet when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, the simple truth is his victory was sealed to last for all eternity when he rose from the dead. Here's Pastor Xavier Reese with more.
Luke 23:46, listen. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Jesus was consciously aware that he was speaking to his Father and not hallucinating like many people profess. He was not out of control when he expressed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But declared the very same due to the fact that he had been separated from the Father for the first time from all eternity. In a way that you and I have no understanding or comprehension to its full end or ever will on this side of heaven. As he became sin for us, because God is holy, he cannot look upon sin. He must judge sin. So in effect, he took the brunt of all the pain that goes along with crucifixion, which is one of the cruelest way and the most horrible way to die. He was very aware throughout his time on the cross and at the point of his mission that it had been accomplished, having said, "It is finished," which was the assessment of the accomplished goal in John 19:30. What God purposed, he accomplished. Notice Jesus was crying out prophetically to his Father. He cried with a loud voice to his Father. The quote is from Psalm 31:5. Which expresses confidence in God's deliverance. But the word Father is substituted by Jesus for the phrase, the Lord Yahweh Elohim of truth, because Jesus was interpreting and saying, this was the prophetic prophecy of me as I'm on the cross. Notice this day and time had been foretold from before the fall of Adam and Eve. God knew Adam and Eve would fail. He gave them the prophecy of the virgin birth, the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15. There would be a temporal wound to the heel of Jesus, the cross, but temporal. There would be a crushing of the authority of Satan, his head, destruction. The Son who was God took on flesh. At a set day, right on time, Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth, made of a woman, under the law. He sent forth his Son. Now, if he came the first time, fulfilling over 300 prophecies, many of them as he's on the cross, what would give you any inclination to think that he's not going to fulfill the rest?
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. Hear this program again by following the radio listings link at CalvaryChapelPasadena.com. The studies you hear on Simple Truths are also available on CD. Give us a call at 800-651-8352 for information on how to receive a copy. Or log on to our website for announcements about other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena. It's all at CalvaryChapelPasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.